Hi there, welcome to Friendship is Madness. Today, we've got a couple special guests. I'd like all of you to give a big warm welcome to Gabu X, the creative director of the My Little Investigator team.
Hello.
Also joining us is the game designer, Zeus Assassin.
What's up?
All right.
Gabu, why don't you go ahead and tell the people who don't know what your game is?
So, My Little Investigations is a My Little Pony fan game that is heavily modeled after the game Ace Attorney Investigations. In it, you play as Twilight Sparkle, who, in the first case, volunteers to investigate the case of a missing jewel and a missing cat. Rarity has lost both of these items. And in the game, you basically examine your surroundings, collect evidence, talk to people, interrogate people, and then eventually you reach climaxes where you confront key individuals and go through a series of interrogative moments to get to the bottom of things. And at the end of each case, of course, you'll finally deduce who did it and how they did it, and we'll bring them to justice.
Nice. Now, where in the world did you get the idea to cross these two over?
So, it's kind of an interesting story. Before I started working on My Little Investigations, I made pony videos, and I had this idea of making kind of this epic video that would have this textual narrative. And unfortunately, that went nowhere. But then I was thinking of the textual narrative, and that got me thinking of Phoenix Wright. Somehow, I'm not really quite sure how that connection happened in my brain. And the key thing that I think links together Ace Attorney and My Little Pony Friendship is Magic is that both games are very heavily character oriented. Like, both of them have very, very memorable, very vivid characters, and the interactions between these characters really kind of makes almost the whole thing. You know, it drives the plot. It's, you know, it creates interest. It creates, you know, emotional involvement. And so when I started thinking about it in that case, it really kind of seemed like an actual, pretty natural combination. Because at the point when I started working on it, there weren't really any fan games that I was aware of that really kind of made use of the character-driven, you know, plot type of appeal that My Little Pony, you know, has for the fans. So it seemed like, you know, why not?
Well, as long as this isn't a trade secret or anything, what do you use for programming and designing the game?
So the game has gone through two kind of cycles. It initially started as it was originally programmed in C# and XNA. I didn't have any particular reason why I picked that. It was basically just because that was what I was familiar with. But then in November, I met Don Mu, our technical designer, and she basically suggested that we should port the game to Java, since everybody can play it, as opposed to just, you know, people on Windows, since XNA is Windows-specific and Xbox 360, but obviously we're not putting it on there. In December we went ahead and did that, and now the game is coded in Java using the 2D game library Slick. So that's programming. As far as designing, you're probably going to have to be a bit more specific, because that's a pretty broad topic.
What about, Zeus, do you have anything to add?
Well, again, what did you want to know about the art of time for the ideas, how it was going to work, what?
Well, we could come back to art design later on, but one thing I'm curious about, and this is going to come up later on in the interview as well, exactly how did you decide to design the gameplay itself. Like in the Phoenix Wright series, the Ace Attorney series, most of it is simply point and click. It's, you know, it's on the DS, but it's literally you touch the stylus to some object, and if there's a clue there, you get a clue. It's very, very simple.
Well, now I specifically said Ace Attorney Investigations, which is actually a little different than Ace Attorney itself. Ace Attorney Investigations is a side game that features Miles Edgeworth, and in that game you actually have like a field type overworld place that you walk around and you actually interact with things as you're there. It's a bit more kind of, you know, advanced and involved gameplay compared to Ace Attorney, which makes sense since it was originated on the DS, whereas Ace Attorney originated on the Game Boy Advance. So yeah, the story and like the plot ideas is inspired by the Ace Attorney universe as a whole, but the gameplay is more inspired specifically by Ace Attorney Investigations.
I gotcha. All right. Well, how far have you come since you started?
Super far. So what? Basically, this game is this game runs on a completely custom built engine. So for the first from July to November, I think that's what, 3-4 months. Anyway, for that duration of period, I was basically just building that and just using test sprites like desktop ponies and screenshots from the show to get that started. So basically we've gone from last July to now, we've gone from having literally nothing to having a working game engine. We've now got a case. The first case is basically completely hashed out. We know exactly how it's going to work. We've got a whole team assembled with 4 visual artists, 2 audio artists, and I think 7 voice actors. They're really kind of turning into a well-oiled machine with how much they're cranking out material. So it's kind of hard to quantify exactly how far we've come. It's definitely not a exaggeration to say that I never expected it to get to where it's going. When I sent the first video after about a week of work to Equestria Daily, I basically just did that like for the lulz. Like I had no idea what was going to happen, but I put it out there and like everybody wanted this. So I'm like, okay, I guess I will keep working on it. And now it's been over a year.
Well, another thing I'd like to add is that the whole stories and case ideas, they were literally just paragraphs on a page way back in August. And Gabo and I, we would exchange emails back and forth to help develop these paragraphs into very workable and tangible and interesting cases. And in fact, the plot for case one, it basically just came out of the engine videos that Gabo was posting way back when in 2011. And from there, we just thought, hey, why not make a case about a theft and have that be our starter case, something simple, something that we can work around and have fun with to start off my little investigations. And from there, the team and their work and their progress, it's just been one, giant snowball rolling down this hill, just getting bigger and bigger and bigger as we move along.
Yeah, it really would be no exaggeration to say that this project would not exist if Zeus hadn't met me in August. At that time, I had very vague ideas for like cases I wanted to do and new gameplay elements I wanted to do, but I had no idea where to go with them or what to do with them, and it was really quite amazing how like we fed off of each other's ideas, and before we knew it, we had a full-fledged case that, wow, this is I remember, and I think it was like in December or something like that, where we finally worked out the last thing in the case, and I kind of just stepped back and I looked at it, and I'm like, wow, this case is actually going to work. Because when I made the first video it was kind of implied that Applebloom had been at some location somewhere and she had seen something. But when I wrote it, I had no idea this game was going to get as big as it was. So if at that time, if you had asked me, what did Applebloom see? You know, what happened? I would be like, I have no idea. I haven't thought it through that far. But, I mean, now we have.
I don't know. I haven't written that much yet.
Yeah, exactly. I literally cannot answer your question because I don't even know the answer to it.
And now we're withholding spoilers. Yeah, and that's good.
So, from the sounds of it, it's... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
You said something that you had developed your own game engine. Do you have any plans to release that engine for other people to use after the game is complete?
Yes, although we haven't exactly finalized plans, so that's not really something that was clear and established yet. But
okay. It
is definitely something we have at the back of our heads is something we would like to do.
All right, so what other plans do you have for the game after it's complete? Or actually, do you have any idea what the finished product will look like yet, or are you still working on that?
Well, I mean, I think the complete is a little difficult to quantify because the game is designed such that it's like all the cases are modular. So basically, once we release case one, we'll release it plus the executable, and then then case two will come up, and then once that's done, then we'll release it. And they're kind of designed to be self-contained stories. It's not like Ace Attorney where everything comes together at the end. So I mean, as for what our plans are when it's complete, we don't even really know what complete means at this point. So it's a little hard to tell. I mean, the first case has taken us months now to complete, and there's still a whole lot more to go. And we'll get faster at developing things, but the cases probably also will get larger after that. So, I mean, you're assuming, the team stays together and everybody's still motivated and we're still working on cases, case two could take, another year or so. And, now you're talking so far in the future that it's not really even meaningful to speculate as to where things will be exactly.
Understandable.
Also, I'd like to add one thing about the completion. Case one's designed to be a very simple tutorial case, so there's going to be some things that players won't see yet in the gameplay mechanic, like the full utilization of the partner system, which has been discussed in a video back in October. So, this game's going to continue to grow and get better and kind of get a bit more complex in the puzzle and game design as the cases go along. So, for now, we're just trying to keep it simple, keep it interesting, and make sure we get our feet wet with this first case and keep going from there.
Yeah, case one was basically designed from the start. We had a specific conversation where we agreed case one is going to be very simple, not too long, basically, because if we do make it, if we try to make like a multi-hour, like the first case in Ace Attorney on the DS, you could literally spend 3 or 4 days if you get slightly stuck on that case. And we're not making case one that big, because if we did, it's never going to get complete. I've had plenty of experience in the past of having huge dreams and then you hit the brick wall of reality and you basically get nothing at the end. And that's categorically not something that we wanted to happen here. First, we wanted basically just convince ourselves, hey, we can do this. Here is a case, and we made this case. And then after that, we can start thinking a bit more big.
So it sounds like you only scratched the surface so far, then.
Yeah, it definitely can get a whole lot more than what people will see in case one.
Have you considered doing something like this for a living?
I definitely have had this sort of dream in the back of my head that I'd like to work in the game industry. I already currently work as a software developer, although outside of the game industry, but it's definitely something that eventually I'd like to try to break into.
Cool.
Even though I'm studying mechanical engineering right now in my senior year there, I wouldn't mind working in the game industry. it's definitely something worth pursuing in case things go sour or I lose passion in engineering. Depends on what happens.
All right.
Neat.
So, I'll go ahead.
It's your turn, Pyle.
All right. So, what kind of challenges have you faced doing development? Kind of like anything that would be out of the ordinary for game designers, maybe?
I mean, I'm not a professional game designer, so I can't really comment on what is ordinary for game designers, but in terms of challenging...
Definitely the partner and confrontation system, because we spent a lot of time talking about those two things. Like way back when, I wanted to design the confrontation mechanic to be similar to the logic chess mechanic you would see in the unreleased game Ace Attorney Investigations 2. But then Gabba realized that could be frustrating and complex to design, so we just kind of kept at it, and we just decided on the version we liked. And even partners, we had loads of ideas for this partner system, and that took months of discussion just to get it right, and a lot of research on the game itself, Ace Attorney. But yeah, those were my two biggest challenges throughout this whole dev process so far.
All right. Can we expect another demo soon, or are you going to release the full game?
I will say that there probably will be another demo, but I should caution listeners that the demo probably, in terms of actual content, will not go beyond what the first demo, I shouldn't say content, in terms of plot progression, it probably will not go beyond what the already released demo included. It probably will contain stuff like, you know, extra gameplay mechanics, the extra bells and whistles. There probably will be, you know, maybe some background ponies, and it'll be, you know, altogether more polished. But
it'll definitely be in perspective on release.
Yeah, the main thing about a game like this is that just about releasing anything is basically a spoiler. And we do not want to get into the situation where, you know, we release the first case and everybody's like, oh, well, I've already played most of this. Yeah, that I don't think would be good for anyone. It's kind of funny because of all the My Little Pony fan games out there, this is probably one of the most difficult ones to you know, put on display and to demo for that reason, because you want people to see things and get excited for it, but at the same time, you don't want people to feel like, well, now I know how things go, because that's, you know, the whole enjoyment of the game is seeing how the game goes. So anyway, yes, there probably will be a demo, but it will not contain any further plot progression above and beyond the previous demo. That will be in the final release.
Alrighty then.
Well, one last question. How many levels do you think the final release will have, or at least this release?
Just
first case?
Yeah, so like I said before, it's designed to be modular, which basically is specifically designed so that we can release each case individually when it's completed. I mean, since I expect, you know, this case and then probably the next case as well to take, like, you know, a year in development time, if we spent the time that it would take to get, like, you know, four or five cases out, that we're talking like 5 or 6 years from now, and nobody will remember this game. So we kind of wanted to avoid that. So yeah, so releases will be, you know, individual cases at a time.
All right. Now, I think I'm like one of the few people who actually played through the entire demo out of our crew.
Okay.
And I got a personal question.
Okay.
Some things that I tried to do in the game didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those questions. When
stuff like combining the hair with rarity, that's one we've heard a lot.
Well, the one I kept trying that didn't work no matter what I did was combining Scootaloo's profile with the tire tracks on the ground.
Ah.
I had always thought that that would be a connection.
Right.
But
It's we definitely the demo did not. I mean, we had some testing internally in the team for about like a week before it was released, but we didn't really have any widespread, closed beta type QA type thing. And we definitely will probably have one of those for the final release before we release it, because the demo, it mainly served the purpose of, you know, showing off what we've done so far, giving people a sense for how the game goes, and really kind of just showing, this is the kind of gameplay that you can expect from the final game. It was not really intended to be representative of the final project or the final product. There's still a whole lot more refinement, tightening up the logic and making sure all the conversations are completely sensical and for example, accounting for all the logical combinations. Basically, to address your concern, we are aware that there have been oversights, things that people should, or things that people think should have happened and didn't happen, and those will be addressed before the final case is released.
All right. It's good to hear. One of the last questions we have is, are you guys looking for help? Do you need any additional people on the team?
At the moment, the answer is no. We have everybody that we need. That may change in the future if, when we start working on a bigger case, we find that, our team is overloaded or we need more voice actors or stuff like that. But I should add a caveat, though, that that's talking about material help. The one thing that just about everybody can help is that the main thing that keeps me, and I would imagine just about everybody else, going is the knowledge that people like the game, they like what they see, that they're excited for the release, and that we feel passionate that we're going to give people a really fun game to play. I don't think it could be overstated the contribution that the whole audience makes on the game just by supporting us and telling us that they're excited for the game and stuff for that. So we don't need material help, but we do certainly need moral help.
Well, moral, and also getting the name of our game out there. Just keep spreading the word. Keep letting people know about this upcoming game coming up and get them hyped for it. We're working our hardest to make sure this gets out as clean, fast, and awesome as possible. And we always appreciate the support and your help on the social front.
Payo, get on that.
All right, wait. I'm sorry. I'm doing a bunch of different things right now.
Yeah, Payo here is our marketing director, so to speak. So, Payo, help him out with that.
All right, more programmer, I'm guessing, right?
Pardon?
I'll be talking to you later, Payo. Anyway. We have one last question for you, and this question is traditional among Friendship is Madness.
Here we go.
Shut up, Payo. Gabu, Zeus, if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
A flutter tree.
Damn straight. Payo, give this man a hand.
Okay.
I guess I'll be Bloomberg. I'll be taking care of Applejack and plant it somewhere in the deserts of Appaloosa. I don't know.
How does an apple tree even survive in the desert?
I don't know. Magic.
Lots of water.
Well, really, any plant can survive well, that's a bit liberal, but you can. A lot of plants can survive in a lot of different places as long as you take care of them, all right?
All righty then.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, thank you two very much for joining us. I look forward to seeing the finished product in the future.
Well, thank you.
Thank you and for your luck. Time.
All right. From us at Friendship is Madness, thank you all for listening. Catch y'all next week.
Be sure to tune in to Pony Public Library.
Oh, yes, Pony Public Library.